We're doing the Avat Chesed, that's the Chafetz Chaim's work on the mitzvot of being kind to our fellow man, and we're up to the mitzvah of visiting those who are ill, mitzvat bikur cholim. We're on page Reish Yud Chet in the Standard Edition, Reish Pei Zayin in the Zeligman Edition. Haga, we're up to the footnote. Ita bin Darim, the Talmud tells us in Tractate Nidarm, tibikur cholim afilu gadol etzel katan, that Bikur cholim, visiting, taking care of those that are ill. It's even if one person is big, another person is little. One person could be the chief rabbi of Israel, another person could be the drunkard of the town. It doesn't matter. Bikur cholim is not a question of status. Vayen b'Rashi, look at Rashi over there. Rashi over there explains that a person shouldn't say, I only visit people of my stature, but rather the mitzvah is even for people who are not of the same stature. V'lulei dvarav, if it weren't for Rashi, I would think, says the Chafetz Chaim, that Pshat Megmari is Lavdavka Katan Mamash, Datu in Katanu Inonu Bichlal Yisrael. He says, Rashi seems to say that we're talking about a minor, that a person wouldn't want to visit a child who's ill because, well, I'll visit adults. But he says, if not for Rashi, I would think, of course you visit a child who's ill. Ela Katan Bimalato Etzel Zem. I would think Pshat is that we're talking about someone who isn't of the same stature as this person. I understood that in Rashi. I don't know why he understood differently in Rashi. Bikur cholm is even if someone's not on the same level. As the Talmud says in Tractate Eruvin on the verse, it says over there, God brought Eve to man. The Talmud tells us in Tractate Eruvin that God was Adam's best man. God accompanied Adam to the wedding and danced with him and set up a whole scene so that Adam could feel like he has a beautiful wedding. What is this teaching us? Why does the Torah point this out? To teach us the way a person should behave. That a person shouldn't say that guy's beneath my dignity, I should go dance in his wedding. No, even a person of high stature should go and be a best man, be a best friend, and join in the dancing of someone who's less than him. It shouldn't bother them. You see over there that the Talmud's telling us that someone of a lower stature still deserves to have big people dancing at their wedding. So you see over there the word katan doesn't mean a minor. Katan means someone of a lower stature. The sotu over here, says the Chafetz Chaim, when the Talmud tells us to visit the ill, even someone who's a katan, it doesn't mean a minor, but rather someone of a lower stature. And then he says, maybe that's what Rashi meant too. That's how I learned Rashi. That's what I thought Rashi meant. I'm surprised that he understood Rashi differently. Yes?
Does that mean that visiting a child is not
part of No, it is.
So it's also...
It for sure encompasses a child. The question is, did the Gemara have to tell us that, or was the Gemara referring to something else and that's a given? So I understood Rashi that a child is a given, and Rashi is really talking like this. Rashi is talking about someone of a lower stature. It's, and then he says, yeah, maybe Rashi meant that too. Yeah, okay. V'nireli digmara mapik ze ledina me'inyanenu de'akadosh baruch hu be'atzmo biker cholim. And just as the Talmud says, we find that God went to make Adam happy at his wedding. So from here we learn that even big people should go to small people to make them happy at the wedding. Maybe by the same token, this idea of visiting those who are ill, taking care of those who are ill, is also derived from God. That God himself went to visit the sick. Right? We know when Avraham Avinu, after the Bris Milah, after the circumcision, so Avraham was sitting at the entrance to his tent, suffering. And God comes and checks out what Avraham needs. He visits the sick. So maybe that's where we learn this concept from. If we mention this, so maybe there's a nice story. In a nutshell, the story really tells how Rabbi Feinstein would go to his students' weddings. And he once went to a student who was close to some big shot. And he's looking around at the wedding and he can't find that big shot at the wedding. So he asked the student, you know, where's so-and-so? So the student said, oh, no, he's way too busy. He couldn't come here to my wedding. So when he walked away, so he commented to To his friend, Rabbi Feinstein said, "You see, I'm the only guy who wastes his time and has time for everyone in the world. Right? My time isn't worth anything. I have time for everyone." But that's this idea, that a person, even if he's a big shot, even if he's a big name, when someone he knows, when someone he's close to is getting married, he's supposed to take the time and go and make him happy. And we, the same way, just as God went to visit those who are ill, Abraham, even though he's not on the same level, obviously, so do we visit those that are ill. Just as the Talmud says in Tractate Erevin, that God's making Adam happy at his wedding was to teach us that we should all partake of making someone happy, even someone who's larger to someone who's smaller. Further, we can say that the Talmud derives this idea that you should visit the sick and take care of the sick, even if it's not someone on your level. You know what that means. It means when I was in yeshiva, there was a serious nudnik. There was a guy, you guys know what a nudnik is? A guy who pesters people. This guy, he'd come to yeshiva, and must have been in his 50s or 60s, and he wouldn't do anything but sit there and talk. Like, he didn't learn a word. He'd sit down in the base medrash and watch everyone walk in and then stick his 2 cents at everyone. And he wasn't, you know, he wasn't 100%. He was a person who, you'd walk next to him, you understood he didn't always make it to the bathroom on time. The odor around him wasn't too pleasant. And he really didn't contribute anything. He never learned anything. He'd just come in, sit down, and crack jokes and try to talk to you as you were trying to focus while you were learning. So, not exactly the guy you wanted to bump into. And then, about 3 years ago, I got a phone call that he's in the hospital, he was diagnosed with cancer, and he needs people to visit him. Like, no one, he doesn't really have that many friends. And it was interesting that it was like obvious that all the rabbis of the yeshiva would go and visit this guy. Here you have a guy that for years has been driving us crazy. But you know what? At the end of the day, we're his friends. If he's sick, so then everyone went to visit him. It was like obvious that they set up a system in the yeshiva who would go on which day. Because at the end of the day, we're his friends. The fact that he was a nuisance to us when he was there, that's one problem. But now that he's sick, who's going to visit him? If we're his friends, so then we have to go visit him. So that's where we have to remember this Gemara. Because usually it should be obvious. Usually it should be natural. If it's your friend, you don't need the Gemara to tell you to go and visit him when they're sick. Then you have situations where you don't really feel like going and visiting this person. And it makes a big difference. Meaning, when a person's sick and people visit him, can really uplift them. We're going to see. The Talmud discusses it in many places. We shouldn't belittle this mitzvah. This is a big, big mitzvah, visiting the sick, as the Chafetz Chaim will discuss. So the Talmud says, God says, he's giving us the Torah, and Moshe says he's teaching us the Torah, and he is teaching the people the path they should go on. So from those words that Moshe says, the path they should go on, the Talmud derives, what does it mean to go? What path is he talking about? He's talking about that Moshe was educating the people that they should actually go out of their homes, go out of their way, and visit people who are sick. That's the words they should go on, that the Talmud derives from those words, the mitzvah of visiting the sick. Then the Talmud says, what about the word on? The path they should go on. What's that talking about? So we have to understand Hebrew grammar a little bit better, but from the Hebrew grammar of the word, the Talmud derived that you have to volunteer to bury the dead. Meaning if someone dies, you should take a step forward to help bury them. You'd be surprised how many times people die and no one wants to take care of them. I've had more than once in my life where I found someone dead and everyone else walked away. It's like a very interesting thing. I had a neighbor, an old woman, who was paranoid. She, like, every time I'd walk in the hall, she'd whisper to me, you know, they're listening. After the Holocaust, she was paranoid. She'd always tell me that the KGB and the CIA, everyone's listening to our conversations. And then one day, we stopped seeing her. And she died in her apartment. And I I brought the people in to break down her door, and we came in and we found her dead. Everyone walked away from the scene. Like I was standing there all alone. Me and the body. And I had this happen to me more than once. It's very interesting. You read this Gemara and you think, how often does it happen that you have the myths of burying someone? I don't know. I've had it a few times in my lifetime. Where no one wants to deal. You know, they figure he's there. Why should I deal? So yeah, each of us has that mitzvah. Moshe taught the people, this is the path you go on. And what he was teaching them is visiting those who are sick and burying those who die. So the Talmud asks, why do you need a special verse to teach you to visit the sick? Isn't that included in the idea of being a kind person? Gemilus Chesed. So the Gemara asks, Bikur Chol Mainu Gemilus Chasodim. Isn't it the same as just telling people to do kindness? Umeshane. And the Talmud answers, Lo Nitzachal Aleven Gilo. The Talmud says, we're talking about situations where there's a certain risk involved. Obviously, if you know you're going to contract the disease, you don't go. But sometimes, there's like a minimal risk in visiting someone that's sick. Minimal, like the Talmud words it, that you'll get 1/60th of their illness. You're not going to contract the disease, but there is a certain small element of weakness that a person will contract by going to that place. I can give you an example. We had numerous times where our children were ill and we went to the hospital and the hospital sent us home. They said, it's more dangerous to be in the hospital than out of the hospital. You're much better off. There are so many diseases going around now. Take the kid home and don't leave him here. The dangers. So sometimes you go to the hospital to visit someone. Just the fact that you're going into the hospital has a certain element of risk. There was a time that the flu was going around so strong here in Israel that at every stall in the hospital and in the Kupat Cholim, they put in sanitary squirting things. Like you could stick your hands just to wipe them off, to sanitize them. They didn't have it before. But there was so much flu going around that they wanted everyone to try and stay clean before you got on the elevator, after you got on the elevator, because everyone was touching the same buttons. So you'd say, do I go and visit someone in the hospital? Well, that depends. If you're sure you're going to contract something, don't go. But if it's just a minor risk, so then that's why it had to tell us the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Now, what's minor and major? So we said 1/60th. That's what the Talmud over there says. It has to be that you're not really going to contract anything serious. But even so, a person would say, maybe I shouldn't go. So for that, the Torah had to give us a special mitzvah. Because ordinary acts of kindness don't cost you much more than your time. You help someone carry their groceries home, so that costs you time. But here we're talking about where there's a certain health issue as well. So again, the Gemara asks, Bazok v'wayinu gmilut chasadim, why do I need a special verse to tell me to bury the dead? That's also being a kind person. And the Gemara answers, Lo nitzchal ale zaken ve'ino lefi chvodo. Yeah, that's talking about a situation where you have an important position and it's beneath your dignity to be dealing with the dirt and the dust of burying someone. You should hire other people to do it, but you can't hire people right now. Came the Torah and said, even if it's beneath your dignity, do it. So here we'll pick up Bezat Shem next time. I guess that's tomorrow night. The Chafetz Chaim is building up towards something. So what did he tell us so far? He quoted us the Gemara that said that Bikur Cholim is even someone major to someone minor. Initially he said that might mean an adult to a child. And then he said, no, it means even someone of higher stature to someone of lower stature. And then he quoted regarding Bikur Cholim that that's derived from the verse of going in God's footsteps, going in God's path, that you should go and visit the sick. And even in situations where there's a minor danger, where there's a minor illness where a person can contract, so even so, the Torah is saying there's a mitzvah to go and visit the sick. And with burial, even if it's someone that it's beneath his dignity to get dirty burying someone else, the Torah came and gave us a mitzvah that everyone should be involved in burying the deceased.